this high. You lead us by still waters into mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. So thank you for your love and grace, God. As we celebrate Father's Day today, Lord Jesus, we think of you, God, our Father. We thank you, Daddy. Praise you. How great a chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into your loving kindness tore through the shadows.
the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
God in three persons.
God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
God in three persons.
God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Amen.
Amen. And if you'd please remain standing if you are able. We're going to be reading today from Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with the first verse. So Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 this morning. The Apostle Paul writes this: "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated at this time.